Many things in life are certain, such as everybody loves a good laugh, a good joke. Others love kids and want to help kids. Now, you put those two things together, and you get what's going to be happening on February 16th at 7 o'clock over at the Sohi Auditorium, where the Stars, the Choir of the Stars, are going to be raising funds to go to Hawaii. No, not just to be on the beaches and enjoy things, but to honor our vets. And I'm talking with Audrey Calloway, the Sohi Choir Director. And Audrey, what's going to be happening?
Oh, we're so excited. We were invited to attend the 50th anniversary of the Vietnam Veterans Day Parade in Honolulu, Hawaii, and we said yes. So we are excited to be going on this trip, to be participating in the parade. We get to sing at the USS Missouri and then during the parade as well. And it's an adventure for us. Plus, it's a chance for us to honor our vets and our country.
Sounds like a lifetime experience for the kids, not only education, feeling the patriotism, honoring the Vietnam vets, who nobody did when they first came home from that war. But we're making that right now with these type of things. And the next generation is starting to understand our history, as well as being able to honor them and do a live performance. Where is the parade going to take place?
Right there in Honolulu. So our trip involves some sightseeing as well, but the Historic Foundation has made it a point to take us to those areas and different places that honor our veterans and what happened in World War II and what happened in Vietnam. And it's a good chance for the high schoolers to see it in person, and it always has much more meaning that way.
Well, it may not be all that expensive to go to Hawaii. You take your whole choir. That's going to take some funding. Where's the funding coming from?
We have been blessed with many donors in the community, both Kenai and Soldotna, that have given to this cause. We've also done a lot of fundraising up to this point, but we are still in need of raising some money before we go.
Which gets us to our lead in February 16th at 7 o'clock at Sohi. You're going to have a show. What's that going to be?
Oh, we have been blessed. We have had parent of a student at Sohi come to us and ask if we would be interested in participating in a fundraising event, which would include his comedy show. And it sounds like such a fun event. Very rarely do we get to have a comedy show in town. So we jumped in both feet and took advantage of this opportunity. And so we are going to be selling tickets. He is in the process of selling tickets also through different vendors and through different communities. And we are hoping to get a good crowd show up for this comedy show that will help be a fundraiser to support our trip to Honolulu.
Now you've got the bases loaded. You've got not only a good joke, but you have got kids, a lifetime experiencing, and you're honoring our vets at the very site of the World War II attack over there at Pearl Harbor. And now the funny man himself, who we usually identify with martial arts and those kind of shows, but the Power Plant Comedy Company is featured by none other than Matt Plant. Tell me a joke, Matt.
Meryl, I got to tell you, my whole life has been a joke.
You too.
You too. Yeah, me too. It's, I'm a storyteller on stage, and what I can leave you with is basically my life has been basically I was the main character of Everybody Loves Raymond if he was an only child. So you're going to hear a lot about my family. You're going to hear a lot about my children, and you're going to hear a lot about my, who is becoming very famous, my overprotective Italian mother.
Oh, it sounds like the big fat Greek wedding.
Very similar, yes.
Now, there is nothing more difficult, and it's not just me saying this and know it from experience. There's nothing more difficult than stand-up comedy. You never know what your audience is going to be. Hopefully, you'll have a friendly audience over there at Sohi. But when you're on stage and when you're working your material and it's not working and you kind of want to exit stage left and maybe rewrite some of your material, how do you overcome that, Matt?
You just got to gut it out. You want to read the audience the best you can. I am a little nervous. This is going to be our first stone sober audience that we've been in front of, being at the high school and whatnot. So I'm assuming they're going to have to drink in the parking lot like all the other high school events.
Kids can be a tough audience, or they can be a really great audience. And in this day and age, I wouldn't even know where to start in order to stay current with the adjectives that kids use today.
You know, the tough thing is I have had some awesome experiences in life. I've been very fortunate, and I have gotten the opportunity to introduce my children to main event people. I mean, I'm talking professional wrestling stars, country music stars, world-renowned comedians, and they don't care. My son still says to me, he goes, "Well, Dad, you don't know Mr. Beast." Yeah, Mr. Beast. He's a YouTuber, Merle. That's
YouTube. Is that what you put in the back of your television?
I can't relate, but you'll hear all about it at the show. That's going to be Friday. What are we at? Friday, February 16th.
February 16th, 7 o'clock. Hey, Matt, thanks for standing up, being a funny guy, and helping something that is really very serious. That's getting our youth, getting them understanding our country and appreciating our people who are service. And where are tickets available, Audra?
Well, there's an online place where I will let Matt give you that address in a moment, but you can also buy them from any Sohi Choir student. They've got them in their hot little hands ready to sell.
Okay, what's the online number, Matt?
So online, you can get them at eventbrite.com.
Okay, there you go. Or go to Sohi. I imagine anybody over there would help you find a ticket to help our choir go over there and be part of the Vietnam Vets Day Parade, as well as have a great experience and have a little bit of warmth while they're over there. I'm Russ Sikorski, along with Audra Calloway and the funny man himself from Power Plant Comedy, Matt Plant, returning you to that it's-not-so-funny sound of KSRM.